From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 7th of July. Well, it's a nervous wait for people in New South Wales today who will find out this morning if Sydney's lockdown will be extended. The lockdown is meant to end this Friday night, but both News Corp and the ABC are reporting that it will be extended until July 16. It comes as the state battles to contain an outbreak of the Delta variant. In the 10 days since lockdown began, 122 new cases were in the community while potentially infectious. In other news, a woman who died in a charity clothing bin yesterday in Perth has been identified. 33-year-old Alara Lawrence was allegedly peering into the bin when she became stuck and later died from asphyxiation. Miss Lawrence leaves behind a 15-month-old son. Overseas now, when a woman has been arrested in Japan after she tried to put out the Olympic flame. The woman was waiting in the crowd as the Olympic torch relay ran past her. She started yelling, "Stop the games," as she tried to extinguish the flame with a water pistol. To sport, Ash Barty is through to the Final Four at Wimbledon after beating fellow Aussie Isla Tomijanovic in straight sets. Barty will play Angelique Kerber tomorrow. Still in sport, dumped NRL star Paul Vaughan has apologised for breaking the league's COVID rules. The Dragons player was sacked by his club yesterday after he hosted a party at his house on Saturday in breach of COVID protocols.
It was a very, very bad judgment call on my behalf, and it was obviously very stupid, and I'm deeply deeply remorseful and sorry for what's happened. I can't express that enough. Like I said, it was a terrible judgment call, and one that I very, very much regret.
That was Vaughan on Fox Sports last night. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz, Britney Spears, manager of 25 years, has quit. Larry Rudolph claimed that he made the decision after Britney allegedly voiced her intention to officially retire. He also admitted that he hadn't spoken to Britney in 2.5 years. And finally, Seth Rogen has revealed that Paul Rudd tried to prank him, but it didn't go to plan. Rogen tweeted, "Once I was in a spa in a hotel in Vegas getting a massage. When I finished, I turned over and to my shock, Paul Rudd was massaging me. He saw me go in and convinced the masseuse to let him take over, thinking I'd notice immediately. I didn't, and Paul did the entire rest of it." What a good mate. If you want news.com.au with fewer ads and member awards, get news.com.au premium today at news.com.au/premium membership. That's it from the newsroom. I'll be back in the afternoon with another update.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.